Good morning, B. Good morning, everyone. The White Fire in Ruidoso has destroyed at least five homes since the blaze began midday Sunday. Ruidoso school officials have closed all schools today. A community meeting scheduled for 10 a.m. today at Ruidoso High School. 60-mile-per-hour winds drove the fire on Sunday that led to the evacuation of hundreds in Ruidoso. Mandatory evacuations included River Ranch, Homestead Acres, Spaghetti Flats, Ruidoso Gardens, and the Lower Eagle Creek. Now, the fire is far from over. The blaze has yet to be contained, with 6,000 acres have already been scorched. Here in Roswell, fire crews were dispatched to a grass fire on Far West 2nd Street Sunday evening. Roswell Fire Chief James Salas has details.
We had a fire breakout on the relief route just to the west of Eisenhower Road. We've got a lot of debris and stuff that's on fire, and it's burned all the way to 2nd Street.
The fire was contained within an hour. Salas advises residents to be careful and not to throw cigarette butts out the window when driving, and to refrain from burning anything at this time. Roswell police are looking for answers today in an early Sunday morning shooting that left seven injured. RPD's Erica O'Brien has more.
Officers responded to the 1800 block of South Monroe in reference to shots fired. When they got there, they found seven gunshot wound victims on scene.
All seven were sent to local hospitals.
One of them was actually flown out to another hospital, but I'm not sure which hospital that person was taken to.
Roswell police don't have any suspects at this time, and the investigation continues. The National Transportation Safety Board held a briefing for local media on Sunday concerning the fatal crash of a twin-engine Gulfstream jet Saturday morning at Roswell International Airport. Tom Latson with the NTSB indicated that
the first impacts on the runway are approximately 5,000 feet from the end of the runway. Impact marks from the wingtip and the landing gear continue for over 3,000 feet until its final resting spot,
which came within 200 feet of the air tower. Latson also reported that witnesses
mentioned seeing sparks and smoke, dust, and then flames, and then engulfed in flames.
Roswell fire crews and a Boeing fire truck raced to the scene, but there was nothing they could do to save those on board. Fire Chief James Salas.
The survivability was probably slim at that point.
Two pilots and two testing engineers were killed in the accident. That's news for 94.9 The Country Giant. I'm Tom A. Reese, and with your First Alert Weather, here's B.